Topic 21. Text manipulation. Pragmatic programmers manipulate text the same way woodworkers shape wood. In previous sections, we discussed some specific tools, shells, editors, debuggers, that we use. These are similar to a woodworker's chisels, saws, and planes, tools specialized to do one or two jobs well. However, every now and then, we need to perform some transformation not readily handled by the basic toolset. We need a general-purpose text manipulation tool. Text manipulation languages are to programming what routers are to woodworking. Here, router means the tool that spins cutting blades very, very fast, not a device for interconnecting networks. They are noisy, messy, and somewhat brute force. Make mistakes with them, and entire pieces can be ruined. Some people swear that they have no place in the toolbox. But in the right hands, both routers and text manipulation languages can be incredibly powerful and versatile. You can quickly trim something into shape, make joints, and carve. Used properly, these tools have surprising finesse and subtlety. But they take time to master. Fortunately, there are a number of great text manipulation languages. Unix developers, and we include macOS users here, often like to use the power of their command shells augmented with tools such as awk and sed. People who prefer a more structured tool may prefer languages such as Python or Ruby. These languages are important enabling technologies. Using them, you can quickly hack up utilities and prototype ideas. Jobs that might take 5 or 10 times as long using conventional languages. And that multiplying factor is crucially important to the kind of experimenting that we do. Spending 30 minutes trying out a crazy idea is a whole lot better than spending 5 hours. Spending a day automating important components of a project is acceptable. Spending a week might not be. In their book, The Practice of Programming, Kernighan and Pike built the same program in 5 different languages. The Perl version was the shortest, 17 lines compared with C's 150. With Perl, you can manipulate text, interact with programs, talk over networks, drive web pages, perform arbitrary precision arithmetic, and write programs that look like Snoopy swearing. Tip 35. Learn a text manipulation language. To show the wide-ranging applicability of text manipulation languages, here's a sample of some stuff we've done with Ruby and Python just related to the creation of this book.
Most of the build system for the Pragmatic Bookshelf is written in Ruby. There's also some parts written in Python and even a bit of Java. We use these languages to do all sorts of things. Here's a short list. We use them to build the book. Authors, editors, layout people, and support folks can use rake tasks to coordinate the building of PDFs and ebooks. We do a lot of work with code inclusion and highlighting. We think it's important that any code presented in a book should have been tested first. Most of the code in this book has been. However, using the dry principle, we didn't want to copy and paste lines of code from the tested programs into the book. That would mean we're duplicating code, virtually guaranteeing that we'd forget to update an example when the corresponding program was changed. For some examples, we also didn't want to bore you with all of the framework code needed to make examples compile and run. So we turned to Ruby. A relatively simple script is invoked when we format the book. It extracts a named segment of a source file, does syntax highlighting, and converts the results into the typesetting language we use. Related to the book are things like website update. We have a simple script that does a partial book build, extracts the table of contents, then uploads it to the book's page on our website. We also have a script that extracts sections of a book and uploads them as sample PDFs. For mathematical equations, we use a Python script that converts LaTeX math markup into nicely formatted text. We also decided to ignore industry advice and do our own index generation. It turns out that most professional indexers work from an already formatted version of the book, typing in index terms and page numbers manually. We didn't want to do that, as we envisaged that our books would change over time. So we build the index on the fly, extracting page information as the book gets built. As a result, the index will always be up to date with the contents. And, because of the power of text manipulation languages, this turned out to be just a couple of hundred lines of Ruby code.
In a very real way, the Pragmatic Bookshelf is built around text manipulation. Without it, I, your favorite and delightfully dulcet book, would not exist. If you follow our advice to keep things in plain text, then using these languages to manipulate that text will bring a whole host of benefits.